This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. Today we're going to do Surah Baqarah, verse 179. Another very powerful phrase that is used commonly in the Arabic language to indicate many things. This phrase is وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاةٌ. Imam al-Zamakhshari, one of the great scholars of the Arabic language, he actually has a commentary on this passage in which he mentions that it is one of the most powerful aphorisms of the Qur'an. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions opposites in the same verse. The word qisas means the death penalty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Qur'an that no matter who kills the murderer, al-hurru bil-hurri wal-abdu bil-abdi wal-untha bil-untha, whether it's a free person, whether it's a slave, whether it's male or female, the murderer is going to be executed. Okay, this was a new Islamic revelation. In pre-Islam, if you were a person of standing, a rich person, a person with noble lineage, then you would not be handed over. And maybe even the tribes would go to war, but you would not be hurt because you are a rich person. But if you were a poor person or lower caste or somebody who didn't have repute in society, then they would hand you over to be executed for murder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, it doesn't matter who does the murder. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, male or female, freeman or slave. Al-hurru bil-hurri wal-abdu bil-abdi wal-untha bil-untha. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ. In the death penalty, there is your life. This is the profundity of this verse. That Allah mentions two opposites, and He says these two opposites are linked together. Your life is linked to the death penalty. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاةٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. O people of intellect, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Now what does this verse imply or mean? Many things. First and foremost, as we explained, that in the days of Jahiliyyah, tribes would go to war because they refused to hand a murderer over. So because of the death of one person, many hundreds might die because they're going to go to war because the actual murderer is not going to be handed over. So the two tribes are going to go to war and potentially maybe even go to many long wars. And this is what happened in the wars of Bu'ath pre-Islam. And it happens across all Jahidi societies. So Allah says, with this new law, I will save the lives of all of these people. A secondary meaning, وَلَكُمْ فِي قِصَاصِ حَيَاتٍ, there is even hayat for the murderer himself. How so? Because Allah has legislated these punishments to be a kafara, to be a expiation. So the real life of the hereafter, the real life of the next life, might be possible for the murderer even if he repents and he accepts his fate and he repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever amongst you commits a crime and the had punishment is then done upon him, then it will be his kafara. It will be an expiation for him. So even the murderer, if he repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he then faces the qisas, in reality this is going to be his life. Because his life of the akhirah will now be saved. Otherwise, we learn in the Quran that whoever kills a believer intentionally shall be in the fire of hell forever. وَمَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Whoever kills a mu'min intentionally, he shall be in Jahannam forever. But then, if he faces the qisas, he will not be in Jahannam forever. So it is going to be his life as well. And then the third meaning, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ, in the death penalty is your life, is the life of society itself. In other words, when we criminalize this act and we punish the murderer, and we do it in a manner that everybody knows that, hey, if you kill somebody, then you are going to be executed. So Allah is saying the sanctity of life will be upheld if you upheld the death penalty. If perform the qisas properly, then all of society will be safe. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that in the death penalty is your life, O people of intellect. And we learn from this, dear brothers and sisters, that the laws of our religion, the laws of the Sharia, they are meant to flourish human society. They are meant to protect society. They are not meant to make life difficult. They're not meant to be a'udhu billah backward or barbaric, as the critics allege. On the contrary, the Islamic laws are the most conducive to the welfare, the spiritual welfare, and the physical welfare of all of society. And all we need to do, not to go into a long tangent, all we need to do is to look at the reality of the penal system of the land that we live in. It is one of the biggest disasters of the modern world. I don't know how many of you have realized this, but our country in particular, the United States of America, it is well known that it is the worst when it comes to its reputation of the incarcerated. Over almost, not quite 1%, I think 650 for every 100,000. The highest incarceration rates in the globe are of this country. An amazing statistic. 1 out of 4 people in prison are in America. In other words, there's 195 countries or something, right? All the prisons in the world, if you had all the prisoners, 1 out of 4 are in America. 3 out of 4, divide them into 195 countries. Imagine that. We also are aware that prisons are a for-profit corporation. We also are aware that when you take a prisoner and you put him in, you know, the average, the person who gets the murder of the first degree, they typically get life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. What is the benefit of taking a person, 18 years old maybe, and putting him in jail for 60, 70 years? Who is going to benefit from that? Neither his family. How is he rehabilitated? Even at least if there's a qisas, he goes to meet Allah and society knows you do not punish the person. But what is going to happen? You take a normal, healthy human being and you lock him up in jail, worse than an animal, because if you did the same to an animal, you would be put in jail yourself. If you did the same to an animal that this society does to its prisoners, you would be put in jail. You know, because we are used to prison system, we think it's normal. The Sharia did not come with the prison system, because when you take a person and you put him in a room for 10, 20, 30 years, not only does he suffer, not only does that environment suffer, the children suffer, his family suffers, you're breaking families, you're taking brothers and fathers away, you're harming all of society. That doesn't make any sense. And Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, in these laws there is life for you. If somebody is guilty of a crime, do the punishment and then move on. And the punishment is meant to send a public message. The Sharia is meant to be enforced in a manner that sends the message. That's why in Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mentions that when you're going to do the punishment, do it publicly. وَلْيَشْهَدْ عَذَابَهُمَا. Let the people see this punishment. Because the goal is not just the rehabilitation of the one that did the crime. That is a goal. And by the way, even in his death there is rehabilitation, as I explained. Even in his death there is his forgiveness. Otherwise there is hardly any forgiveness. But even in the qisas there is his forgiveness. And other punishments as well, there is his forgiveness. And then more importantly, there is the message sent to society that, hey, there's a red line, you do not cross it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the laws of Islam, and even in the law of the death penalty, it is your own life. Then Allah says, Ya ulil albab, O people of intellect, which shows us you need to think a little bit. You need to be critical. Don't just accept the criticism of the outsiders. A'udhu billah, Islam is backward. No, it's not. Wallahi, our Sharia makes full sense. But you just have to think a little bit. Ya ulil albab, O people of intellect. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla says, you have to think about these laws. And then if you do so, la'allakum tattaqoon, you will attain the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll continue with one more parable of Baqarah tomorrow. And then move on to the next surah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وكذاك نسألك الثبات فإنها فتن تجي بالشيب للشبان يا رب واختم بالتقى أعمالنا حتى نساق لروضة وجنان.